Our relationships have the potential to make us great or mar us. On Brojit Lifestyle, Joseph Dinwoke shares practical wisdom that could help you have fruitful relationship with the people in your circle. Welcome to today's episode.
Today on Brojit Lifestyle, I want to share with you on defining your relationship. Why I decided to talk about this, that I've seen and heard about cases where people think they are in a relationship when in reality they are not. I've seen situations where people think they are in love or they have something for someone or someone has something for them when in reality there is none of such thing that exists. And beyond the assumption is the fact that they get hurt, offended and injured in their heart, in their emotion, because of the discovery of the fact that who they think they have something with has nothing with them. That's why I decided to take it upon myself in this season to share with you on defining your relationship. You see, there are all kinds of relationships we have in life. Of course, in this sense, I'm more inclined to talking about male-female relationship or guys-lady relationship now. There are all kinds of relationships we have with people of the opposite sex. Sometimes they are co-workers and they're just nice people that we do work with, or that are office people. And then there are other situations where they are brethren in the Lord, and other situations where they are just choir members. I mean, we are in the same unit in church, or they are classmates in school. These are all kinds of relationships we have with the opposite sex. But then the thing about it is that it's from this relationship most of the time that we graduate into an affection, and affection to now starting a relationship that eventually leads to marriage. Of course, I'm not saying that it must be from there, but it's not very likely you're going to fall in love with a stranger who you don't know anything about or who you have never seen or have anything to do with. So the reality is that we have all kinds of relationships. The lasting relationship we have in marriage many times stem from the many relationships we have, which it maybe starts as casual relationship and then graduate into serious thing. Now, because we have all these relationships and there's one that is actually serious, that's why it's important that when we are starting out, we make sure we define the relationship we are getting into very clearly. It doesn't make sense to actually start off a relationship or assume you have a relationship when in reality you can't say for sure, you can't say with certainty that such relationship exists. Let me tell you something about having a relationship that is undefined. You see, this is the way life works. If you stay close enough or communicate long enough with a member of the opposite sex who is not evil, what I mean by evil is that who you don't find repulsive, over time, you are going to start developing affection for him. Now, if you think it's a joke, I can talk with you long enough, like 3 months. 3 months is actually too far. 1 month consistently on phone, chat with you. I mean, I will say some sweet, sweet words to you, compliment your color, compliment your dress, view your WhatsApp status, make comments about them, read your Facebook posts, like, comment, share. You know, I'm just your fan around you, supporting everything you do, and I hardly say bad things about what you do. Here's what's going to happen in the long run. Over time, affection will start building in your heart towards me, even if I don't feel anything for you. Now, this thing I'm just saying is an example, but I've actually experienced this in reality. I mean, there are ladies who I see, and in my head, they are just sisters in the Lord, and we are just rolling and rolling and going, and before I know what's happening, they start liking me to the point where they think that all the things I'm doing for them is actually because I'm interested. I'm just clearing the road, you know, so that when I now declare the main manifesto thing, I'll have free access. But in reality, that's not actually what was happening in those cases. What was happening is that I was just being a nice Christian guy who is nice to everyone. One of those things I was taught early in life, you don't just become nice only to the girl you want to marry or the one you will like, you want to live the rest of your life with. You become nice to every human being. That's a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, if you're a Christian, Jesus Christ said, "Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good work and glorify God your Father." So if, for instance, I'm your classmate and you need materials, I can give you materials. If there's something you are missing out in our lectures, I'll tell you, "Ogechi, come, let me teach you. I'll teach you for free." Do you know why I'm teaching you? Because Jesus Christ said, "Let your light shine before Ogechi that she will see your good work." And she will say, "Thank God for this, my classmate." So when you show such kind gestures, sometimes it can be misconstrued. And therefore, somebody starts thinking you have something with them when in reality it does not. And now, instance, there are guys who are used to girls that are rude. Yes, girls that don't have any respect, they lack home training. And even when they declare interest to them, those girls reject them with insult with abuse and all of that. And because of that, when they see you, Nkechi, you are just being nice to them. I mean, they're your classmates. The fact that you don't have anything with them doesn't mean you people can't laugh, smile. You can't even call them and ask them what's up. It doesn't mean that one day Miss Lecturer can't call them to say, I'm Afana Ahmed, I didn't see you in class. You can ask all of those things, but because they are not used to girls being nice to them, caring for them with love, without having ulterior motive, without having affection for them, once you start showing them this kind Jesus girl's gesture, they start thinking that there's something between both of you. Now, the problem with this thinking is not just because they think about it. The problem is that they think about it and actually extrapolate that maybe some other things could come out from both of you, or that you have things together. I mean, they start developing affection for you, assuming you have a relationship, expecting certain things from you. For instance, you just see one girl like that, or one guy that you're just nice to, and suddenly the guy will just start making it look like, why didn't you tell me that you're not coming? Why didn't you tell me you did this? Why did you do this without telling me? As if you owe it to him to tell him just because you are nice to each other, or because you're just nice to him. So why he could make such demand from you, or have such expectation from you, even though there's no basis for it, is because he actually thinks that your niceness, you're being kind to him, you're being caring to him, is a sign that you're interested in him, when in reality you are just being a nice, sensible human being who have home training and godly values in you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what happens when you have a relationship that is not defined, that both of you live in an assumption that can hurt you in the long run? You live with an assumption that may deeply affect your ability to have meaningful relationship in future. You live with the assumption that actually hurts you, not just hurts you on the surface, but hurts you really deeply. That is why I don't want you to continue with that guy. Continue being nice with him, laughing with him, chatting with him on phone, talking with him and playing with him in class or after choir rehearsal and all of that, without cooling down to define your relationship with him. I'm not saying that once you start chatting with people, you now go and start saying, well, let's define the relationship. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when you start getting closer and closer to each other, then it will tell you that you need to come together, settle down and say, please, this thing is really getting close. Where are we going? Where is this leading us to? I'll tell you something. Two times in my life, two girls I've been close to have come to ask me so that I would define a relationship. One of them was, I was undergraduate, and I was just being a nice person, nice brother to this sister. And I like this girl. She said, I like her. Well, I didn't like her as per marrying her. I like her because she's a Christian girl. She's devoted. She's a serious-minded person. She's serious. It's not all these little children girls that... what matters to them is very petty things. Buy me ice cream, don't buy me ice cream. Fancy, fancy thing. This is a girl that is mature. I'm not saying she's mature as per being very old, but mature as per her reason is just... So this is the kind of person she is. And because of that, I was actually attracted to her. And we used to talk gist and all of that. Of course, at some point I had affection for her, but the thing about getting married to her was not part of it. So she called me one of those and said, ID, let's talk about this. And what exactly, where are we going? What exactly is this whole thing leading to? I said, well, I understand what you are thinking, but it's not leading to anything. We are just friends in the Lord. We are just brothers and sisters in the Lord, and we are friends. And it can lead to something in the future, but right now it's not going to lead any. Part of the reason why I said that was I was undergraduate, and I had this rule for myself that I was not going to tell any girl anything about marriage until when I see my final year result, like I've seen my final result in school. The reason is because I just don't want the distraction that comes with being in a relationship. Of course, I had all kinds of relationships with ladies, but I don't have this thing that somebody will be holding me accountable. I have to give you account of my life, tell you why I did this, why I didn't do that. I have to be petting you when you start giving me your faith. You know, this kind of thing. I just was not ready for it as an undergraduate. So I said, once I see my results, so because of that, I told that we can graduate into something else in the future, but right now it's not. Now, let me tell you something that happened with the girl. She told me that she started developing affection to me to the level where she was screaming in her hostel, I am not falling in love with this guy. Now, why did she say that? I mean, I felt for her. God is my witness, I like her. If I don't like her, wouldn't I even just get to that point? But the thing is that, I mean, it gave me concern. I mean, are you serious? This thing got to this point? Now, what that thing did for me is that it saved me from the guilt of leading somebody astray, thinking and giving someone the wrong impression, when in reality there's nothing there. And it also saved her from heartbreak that will come with the realization that I don't have any serious feeling for her, the kind of feeling that will preempt or warrant my having to come and ask her saying, marry me or don't marry me. So what a lot of people do is that they don't talk. They just assume there's something between them. Before you know, someone that say, I love you too. You know, of course, there are times that such assumptions lead to real relationship. But please, most of the time it doesn't. And what you do at that point is to define your relationship. Let me tell you something here. What happens with your defining your relationship is that it helps you know whether you are with this person or not. It helps you know the direction you are headed. It helps you know what is between you and the person, so that you can say with certainty, this is what is between me and this fellow, and not with assumption. You see, if at any point in time you are close to someone, you think you have something with the person, but deep down inside your heart, you can't open your mouth and say, yes, I know I have something with this person, then there's a problem somewhere. Something is wrong. You are taking a risk. You are taking a gamble, because the person can come up one day and say, I didn't tell you anything. We don't have anything going on here. You are the one who just assumed, and you can't say anything about it. The fact that he's nice to you doesn't mean he's interested in you. People can be nice to people. And even if he's nice to you with the intent of actually starting a relationship with you, he can change his mind. And because he has not told you anything, he can't start saying, well, let me tell you that I'm no longer interested. It's when he has told you something, you cannot change his mind. Defining your relationship helps you know the direction you're headed. It saves you from heartbreak. I remember once I was posting this on at Brigid World Facebook and Instagram page. Somebody now said that defining your relationship doesn't guarantee anything. People can say broke up. I said, that's true. I understand that. But he said, defining my relationship with something saves me from the stupid feeling that comes from the assumption that I have something with someone when in reality I don't. People can break up with you, I understand that. But I mean, you understand that it's break up. That for you to be thinking you have something and you don't have anything. Now, let me help you understand what it means to actually think you have something with someone when in reality it doesn't exist. Have you ever seen this situation where you want to sit down on a chair in school? People play all kinds of pranks. They remove your chair. You think your chair is still standing, then you try to sit down. The fall is huge. It's painful. It's massive. The injury is very strong and deep. That is how it works. But when you have your relationship defined, even if you want to fall, you will know that the chair is giving you a sign it's about to fall. You start adjusting your life for the fall. But in general, one, there's no sign. It just fall like, you just fall, boom. Nothing, no sign. So what I'm saying in essence is that, please, when you think you have something with someone and you're not sure, sit down and define the relationship. Come to terms with, where are you with this relationship? What exactly is going on? Where are we standing? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, my time is already up, and so I can't continue. So, next time I want to tell you, how do you exactly define your relationship? How do you get the person to come to terms with telling you, this is where I am with you, and this is what's going on in our relationship? And then after that, I will tell you to how to conquer the fear that keep people from defining their relationship. Then the fourth episode, I will be sharing with you, how do you face the reality of defining your relationship? When you try to define your relationship, so what could happen is that you either bond with each other, that means it's working well, or you just know you are just friends and nothing, or you break up completely. How do you face these three possible realities that could come from defining your relationship? That's the fourth thing I'm going to talk. For the next episode, I'll be telling you how to exactly define your relationship.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Brigid Lifestyle. For more episodes, visit brigid.com/lifestyle. For quick tips we share on lifestyle every Friday, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brigid World. You can equally join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending lifestyle to 0810-550-4664.